Phoenix has unveiled what it's dubbing an innovation district in the city. It's called Phoenix Core and encompasses parts of downtown and the Warehouse District. City officials say they want to create a critical mass of entrepreneurs and innovators in the area. With us to talk about this is Christine Mackey, Phoenix's Community and Economic Development Director. Christine, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
So what is the goal? What is the point of doing this?
You know, it really is to take advantage of our leading edge anchor institutions that we have here in downtown Phoenix, ASU, University of Arizona, the biomedical campus, and Galvanize to draw and connect new early stage companies, startups, business incubators, and accelerators, connect them all together to make it easily accessible for really smart people to drive new companies and new technologies here in Phoenix.
What changes with this designation of this Phoenix Core? Because those institutions you mentioned, they're already there and they are in the location that they're going to be. So what changes now?
So even though those institutions are here now, it's allowing them the opportunity or providing kind of a platform for our early stage companies and our entrepreneurs to have easy access to our biosciences leaders, to our university leaders, and to others, in creating a place where it's easy to walk down the street and bump into somebody or walk across the street and have a meeting, where if you are located, you know, in the Far East Valley or the West Valley or North Phoenix, it's not as easy to make connection with people who are working in the same fields and technologies and kind of breaking new technologies that you are, to make it easy to connect to drive your programs forward. So what we really hope that will change and will benefit from this is providing easy collaboration in a pretty compact space for all of our leaders.
Christine, not to sort of beat a dead horse on this, though, but why can't that happen now? I mean, what does unveiling this district actually change? Because if you're in Gilbert or Chandler or Scottsdale or wherever, or Glendale for that matter, can't you still come to this part of Phoenix and run into these folks and try to, you know, collaborate with them and work with them in some capacity?
You know, absolutely. Anybody from around the valley can come into the core and work with anybody they choose to work with. But it's not as easy as I am right across the street and I'm working with someone on the same ideas and moving back and forth across the street or in the same building as it is to have to get in your car, drive the 101, the 202, the 60, and the 10, park, and find a place and a time to work with someone when you're in this area, it's pretty easy to just call someone and say, hey, I'm across the street, can I walk over and talk to you about this? So it's really, more of it is tearing down barriers and making it feel like those institutions aren't so formidable, that they're much more open and connected than they otherwise would be. It also, as you look at it from a brand and marketing idea, as new companies are moving into the valley, as new companies are moving into the area, and they understand what's happening in the Innovation Core, they are more likely to consider locating where they can be next to those anchors. We've seen, as we've compared ourselves to other areas, you know, other innovation cores that have happened in Boston and Philadelphia and St. Louis, all of the information that we find in our research over the last 2 years and from our steering committee has really shown that being in a compact place and near each other drives much greater collaboration and technology spinouts.
Are you hoping that for firms that relocate to downtown, are you expecting those to be people who are already in the valley or already in Arizona? Are you looking at bringing in firms from outside the state or outside the region?
You know, our goal is always to go outside the state to bring new companies into Arizona to drive new jobs and new ideas. If they're already in the market, it makes it, they can still work back and forth pretty easily. But our goal is to go outside the state and bring new companies back into the Phoenix Core.
All right. That's Christine Mackey, Phoenix's Community and Economic Development Director. Christine, thanks a lot for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.